certain people often target those who stand out, the so-called chosen ones, and how to handle these situations. These individuals are destined for greater things, remarkable, impactful, and extraordinary achievements. This unique energy can make others uneasy, intimidated, or even fearful. Because of this discomfort, some people may try to provoke these individuals. They aim to drag them into unnecessary arguments, conflicts, or confrontations. Despite this, those who stand out often try their best to steer clear of drama, avoiding chaotic situations that serve no purpose in their journey. Yet provocations persist. People may attempt to start fights or create problems simply because they see you as someone who knows too much or has a deeper understanding of things. Their goal is often to unsettle you and make you act out of character. What sets these chosen ones apart is their intuitive nature. They can sense when something or someone isn't right for their energy, and they actively avoid negativity and conflict. This ability to resist manipulation irritates those who are used to controlling or influencing others. While many people may fall victim to bullies or negative forces, those who stand out remain strong and independent. They don't follow the crowd, and their refusal to conform makes them even more of a target. Despite the provocations, attempts to harm or manipulate these individuals usually backfire. Those who try to create problems often expose their own bad intentions in the process. These antagonists are often driven by selfishness and a lack of care for others. They are not interested in improving lives or contributing to the community. Their actions reveal more about their character than about the people they target. Some people make it their mission to bother and criticize those who stand out, often referred to as the chosen ones. These individuals face extreme reactions. Either people love and admire them deeply, or they become targets for negativity. There are always those who root for their failure and take satisfaction in their struggles. However, what these detractors don't realize is that the chosen ones don't truly fail. They learn, adapt, and come back stronger, turning challenges into valuable lessons for the future. Meanwhile, those who seek to tear them down often remain stuck, repeating the same patterns and failing to grow. Their small-mindedness keeps them focused on trying to break someone else's spirit instead of improving themselves. But the chosen ones possess an inner strength, a resilience that can't be destroyed. Their spirit is built to endure and thrive, no matter the opposition. This resistance to negativity often provokes others. Family members might pick unnecessary fights, or groups may gang up in an attempt to drag them into chaos. These actions often stem from jealousy or misunderstanding, as the chosen ones distance themselves from drama and petty behavior. They refuse to engage in the same destructive patterns, which some interpret as arrogance. In reality, they're simply focused on a higher purpose. Rather than wasting time on trivial disputes, these individuals dedicate themselves to meaningful work, striving for personal growth and serving others. They prioritize making a positive impact on the world, which only further irritates those who don't share the same vision. Even family members can misinterpret this, claiming there's something off about them, when, in truth, it's their unique energy and focus that sets them apart. Despite the criticism and attempts to bring them down, the chosen ones remain true to their mission, rising above negativity and staying committed to what truly matters. There are people who seem to make it their goal to test and provoke you. They may approach you with the intention of stirring up emotions, wondering how you'll respond. Sometimes it might bother you, but most of the time you choose to let it go. You're not interested in adding unnecessary chaos to your life. You don't need it, and you certainly don't want it. Even among friends, you might notice this behavior. Certain individuals in your circle may try to take advantage of your calm nature. They might mock you, tease you, or create situations where you feel forced to defend yourself, whether it's your safety, your opinions, or your position in the group. It can feel as though you're constantly being tested, as if they're curious about how far you'll go or how much you'll tolerate. The key is not to fall for these games. These people are simply seeking attention, trying to pull you into their drama. Don't give them the reaction they're looking for. Instead, remember that their actions are a reflection of their own boredom or insecurities. They should focus on something more productive, like playing a board game, rather than trying to provoke you. You are not someone to be played with. You are valuable, like a treasure that deserves protection, not unnecessary challenges. Whether it's family, friends, or acquaintances, some will continue to provoke you, trying to pull you into arguments or conflicts. They might even blame you for things that aren't your fault, focusing on your actions while ignoring their own shortcomings. The real issue lies within them, not you. They avoid self-reflection by focusing on you. Stay grounded, don't engage in their attempts to provoke you, and remember that their behavior doesn't define your worth or purpose. The root of the issue lies within them, but they can't face it. They avoid acknowledging their own struggles and shortcomings. Instead, they choose to direct their frustrations at you. They see you as someone who stands out, someone they perceive as too perfect, and that bothers them. They convince themselves it's unfair, believing they need to disrupt your progress. But in reality, their efforts are futile because you're already far ahead. You're not here to play petty games. Your focus is on improving yourself while also contributing positively to the world. Meanwhile, these individuals, instead of reflecting on their own lives or discovering their purpose, prefer to channel their energy into trying to disturb yours. They aim to sow negativity in your mind because they see you as a beacon of positivity, gratitude, and grace. Your light unsettles them. You possess a deeper understanding, one that goes beyond the surface of human interactions. You can sense the true nature of those around you. It's as if you have an intuitive filter, knowing exactly who belongs in your circle and who doesn't. You recognize who adds value to your life and who might bring unnecessary trouble. When people like this enter your life and try to provoke you, it's important to see their actions for what they truly are. These attempts to disrupt you stem from their unresolved issues and insecurities. They view you as someone who is too intelligent, too capable, or simply too different, and they don't know how to handle that. Instead of internalizing their negativity, remind yourself that their actions are a reflection of their own struggles, not your worth. Their need to challenge you reveals more about their limitations than about anything you've done. Some people will go out of their way to provoke you, trying to throw you off your focus because it's easier for them to disrupt you than to confront their own issues. Don't fall for it. They're looking for a reaction, hoping to distract you from your path. This is their goal, to see you off track and out of sync with your purpose. They might press your buttons, sometimes even bringing others along to gang up on you. Think about it. They see you as so strong and independent that they need multiple people to try and challenge you. This alone shows how powerful you are. You're like a fearless warrior, holding your ground while they rely on numbers to make an impact. Stay centered in your purpose and keep shining. If someone's only role in your life is to provoke or disturb you, they don't belong in your space. Let them leave. You don't need to engage with people who only bring negativity. Their attempts to anger or unsettle you are their problem, not yours. Even if their actions frustrate you, resist the urge to sink to their level. You're here to rise above, not to be consumed by anger or sadness. Remember, you're meant to be a source of positivity and light. Don't let their behavior dim your spirit or change who you are. Instead, focus on sharing your energy with those who truly value and deserve it. You have no obligation to cater to those who seek to bring you down. Save your efforts for those who appreciate your gifts and your presence. Keep your energy high and don't let anyone pull you into their chaos. Stay focused, stay vibrant, and continue moving forward with clarity and purpose. You've got this.